Gracie Abrams, that's so true. On Today FM, 11:25, Alison Curtis with you, Weekend Breakfast, as promised. Jess Redden has joined me in studio with her lovely mum, Linda. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Happy Mother's Day to
Thank you.
Linda, you have what I would consider the dream team. I think you always want where you come from. Yeah. I'm one of twin girls, so we had two girls in the family. So that's what you had.
Yes, exactly. I have two girls. Yeah.
Lovely. Wonderful. Jess being one of them. And Jess, you've got Bobby.
Yes, so he's 19 months now.
Right.
Just over a year and a half, but it just flies.
Like, it does.
Honestly, like you blink and they're just this little person with a personality.
I know.
It's just amazing.
Because I think once you get over the first 6 months and you don't remember any of that because you're so sleep deprived, then all of a sudden 6 months to a year and a half, like that year I found went really fast.
And it's funny, I find now, you know, at the time, things like contact naps. So when I was in it and I couldn't have my shower, I couldn't go to the bathroom without him, but he would only sleep on me and I was wishing that away almost. Whereas now when he sleeps on me, I just cherish it so much.
I know.
Wish it would last forever.
Yeah, but I was telling you, I do have this thing. I was talking actually about it with Brian Dowling and Arthur Grooley and acute aggression, because their daughter, their older daughter in particular, I know, when she's on the phone, I'm like, I have to bite my phone. Like, and they're like, Alison, what is cute aggression? I was telling them, I have that. And then you can only do that when they get to a certain age now. So just do as much squeezing and pinching now,
Jess. I know,
Jess.
I do. Yeah. I definitely
Because it reaches a point where they don't let us, right, Linda?
Yeah.
And he's so affectionate, isn't he, Mum?
He's very
Even today, because Mum and Ali are staying with me at the minute, Rob's away, and he went in, ran in, gave Mum a big hug and a kiss, and then came over to me, and then went over to my sister. Like, he's just so lovely to see that.
Yeah, that's what you want, though. That's what you want. So, Jess, will you tell us a little bit about you and your background? So, you published a book called The Food Pharmacy. You said a month after Bobby arrived, 2023, but you are a pharmacist. You're obviously, people will know you online. What sort of things do you want to really get across on your own social media channels? Like, you're using your platform for really good things.
Yeah, so I guess I started it when I was studying psychology in UCD. I just kind of threw a few things up on Instagram because I was working part-time in a pharmacy. So I'd share my kind of top three tips or top three things that I found helped me in terms of like skincare, supplements, and just kind of debunking myths. And I think more so now than ever, it's really important to do that because we're seeing these unqualified people giving unsolicited advice and you know, misinformation is rife. So I guess the whole point of my page is to spread, you know, true information that people can take however they want and just make decisions for themselves, and also to empower and motivate people as well. I think that's a big thing for me.
I think that is a big point, though, and particularly with women and maybe young women, like, you know, this focus on health and things like that, we want to be going to reliable sources as well. But a lot of the talk in the last little few years is how women 50 plus and 60 plus can really look after themselves, and just equipping us better with awareness about all of that as well. And Linda, you are a young lady, but you did break a bone recently, and you said that was the first time, like you did when you were a child, but the first time as an adult.
Yeah, I did. It was December last year, and I was just bringing in the shopping from the car, and I was running in and out, and then
you just tripped.
I just tripped. But it was quite. I went across the driveway and hit my head off the far side, and then I was on the ground for a while because I didn't know how to turn back around again.
Oh God!
It was quite bad.
So you broke your arm.
Yeah.
Right. And so did that make you, was that the first time, obviously you had a lot to think about in that exact time, but the first time where you kind of thought, oh no, like I feel a bit vulnerable, or like I didn't even think I could break something now.
Yes. I was completely reliant on the girls, actually, my two daughters. I couldn't really do anything myself. And had I been on my own, I don't know how I would have managed, to be honest, because they were coming in feeding me and, you know, helping me with everything because I was quite... stuck to the bed, really.
Yeah. And like, Jess, it's not like a blaming game or anything like that. Like, naturally, as we get older, things happen to our bodies, but there are things we can do for our own bone health.
Yeah, big time. Like, I think it's so important to empower women to look after their health, especially their bone health. And what I would love is for particularly women over the age of 65 to make bone health a priority and think of it the way that you would, you know, your breast check or any of those things. Like, it's so important to speak to your GP, get your DEXA scan, which is, you know, people I think have this conception that it's very claustrophobic or they might be afraid to do so, but it's a 10-20 minute low x-ray scan, not claustrophobic. But yeah, like as we age, obviously our estrogen decreases and we're just more prone to fracture risks. So it's really important to get women speaking about it and talking to their doctors.
And what about food? We can use that as a tool to help us as
like
well.
Diet and lifestyle, I'm a huge advocate for that. Like, I would always say treatment is better than Prevention is better than treatment.
Yeah.
So like your diet and lifestyle. So say with your foods, you want to be focusing on calcium, vitamin D, obviously getting our sunlight exposure, which we can't really do that well here.
Yeah.
And then our weight-bearing exercises, keeping flexible as well. All of those things are really important.
There's been a lot of talk about flexibility for sure. So is cheese good then? I'm happy.
Yes,
cheese is good.
That's my favorite.
I will be caught at a fridge with a handful of cheddar. That's my thing.
Calcium. Like, I guess people don't know, say dark green leafy veg. That's
of
a great source. Or kale.
Yeah.
And then in terms of or vitamin D, like oily fish, there's some amounts in that. But I guess in Ireland, you know, a vitamin D supplement would be really important.
Yeah, I do a little spray as well.
Yes.
Linda, can you talk about, so you've got two girls. Mm-hmm. What do you think is like, what's been your favorite thing about parenting them and being their mom? Like, for me, it's my favorite role is being Joan's mom.
Yes. Well, I mean, they are my life, really.
Yeah. You don't have a favorite, do you?
They are everything to me.
Everything. And the bond between mothers and daughters, it's so strong.
It's amazing. Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah. And how do you feel now? Like, you're a new mom, Jess. How do you feel?
It just goes by so quickly. And so I just find myself, you know, catching myself thinking, I just want to cherish this moment. I want to live in this moment forever. I feel so blessed to be a mother. And I just think it's the most incredible thing in the world.
And what about each day do you feel like, I felt when Joan was little, you learned something so, you almost like every day was like a learning curve and you're like, this huge value. And
Like, I feel you learn a lot about yourself. You learn a lot about your relationship. And I just, it's very empowering being a mom. You know, you're minding this little human and you're shaping them into, you know, become whoever they want to be. And you want them to be the happiest, best version of themselves.
I know.
So, it's
he's making us laugh all the time.
Yeah. I think one of the biggest things being a mother taught me was patience.
Yeah,
I don't think I really thought I had a lot of that beforehand.
Yeah.
Listen, it's lovely to meet you, Linda. It's lovely to see. I know you, Jess, from online, but it's lovely to meet you face to face. Thank you both for coming in this morning, and keep texting in the best advice that your mom gave you throughout your life to 0874-100-102 to be in with a chance to win that 2-night break to the Kingsley in Cork. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you
both.
So much.
Ed Sheeran on Today FM.